here is 832-704-9273. And it is now time for community calendar.
Narya Samaj Satsang, weekly Havan Satsang every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, DAV Sanskriti School Sundays 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Havan Hindi and Ethics Shiksha classes, DAV Monterey School for age 2 to 7, Kalardi Khanna 281-759-3286, free yoga classes on Saturday, Sanskrit and Upanishad classes Tuesday 6 to 8 p.m. at 14375 Steeler Road, West Park, between West Park and Bel Air off of Highway 6, phone number 281-752-0100. Hare Krishna Dham, Houston's original Vedic temple ISKCON of Houston at 1320 West 34th Street, zip code 77018. Daily darshan and aarti times are 4:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12 noon, 4:30 p.m., 7 p.m., and 9 p.m. Sunday festivals 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Weekly Gita classes for adults, call 281-433-1635 or Hare Krishna Dham at gmail.com. Shiv Shakti Mandir, Sanatan Shiv Shakti Mandir, 6640 Harwin, open daily 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. All major festivals as well as birthdays, namkaran and engagement and other ceremonies, call Pandit Virat Mehta 713-278-9099 or Hardik Rahul at 361-243-6539 for puja or other ceremonies. Vedanta Society of Greater Houston, 14809 Lindita Drive, zip code 77083, has classes every Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. First and third Sunday, Bhagavad Gita. Second Sunday, on works of Swami Vivekananda. Fourth Sunday, Holy Mother Sharda's Gospel. Fifth Sunday, Swamis of Ramakrishna Order visit to conduct retreats and lectures. You can call 281-584-0488 for more information. Durgavari Temple is open from 7 to 9 a.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Sandhya Aarti at 6:30 p.m. Temple closes at 7 p.m. Sunday special from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Puja services. Priest Bhismapada Goswami 281-579-8100. Temple is located at 13944 Silver Road off of Highway 6 between Bel Air and West Park. Call Ganesh Mandal at 713-797-9057.
Yeah.
And now it is time for prayer online. Prayer for the people who need helping hand of our Lord. Om. Dear Lord, in the minds, bodies, and souls, wherever their pains and problems reside, may those be released with your compassionate hands on these persons, bodies, minds, and souls, and let all receive the grace of the Lord. We're going to do the prayer one more time.
Om.
Dear Lord, in the minds, bodies, and souls, wherever their pains and problems reside, may those be released with your compassionate hands on these persons, bodies, minds, and souls, and let all receive the grace of the Lord. And we know the Dwarkadish always helps.
तुम कहाँ छुपे भगवान करो मत देरी दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ नाथ शरण में तेरी दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण में तेरी दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण में तेरी यही सुना है दीन बंधु तुम सबका दुख हर लेते जो निराश है उनकी झोली आशा से भर देते अगर सुदामा होता मैं तो दौड़ द्वार का आता पांव आंसू से धोकर मैं मन की आग बुझाता तुम बनो नहीं अनजान सुना भगवान करो मत देरी दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण में तेरी दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण में तेरी शरण तुम्हारी आता उसको धीर बंधाते नहीं डूबने देते दाता नैया पार लगाते तुम न सुनोगे तो किसको मैं अपनी व्यथा सुनाऊं द्वार तुम्हारा छोड़ के भगवन और कहाँ मैं जाऊं प्रभु कब से रहा पुकार मैं तेरे द्वार करो मत तेरी दुख हरो द्वार का नाथ शरण में तेरी दुख हरो द्वार का शरण में तेरी दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण में तेरी दुख हरो द्वारकानाथ शरण में तेरी
मेली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं, मेली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं। हे पावन परमेश्वर मेरे मन ही मन शर्माऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे। आकर के संसार में मैंने इसको दाग लगाया, जन्म जन्म की मैली चादर कैसे दाग छुड़ाऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे। निर्मल वाणी पाकर तुझसे नाम न तेरा गाया, नयन मूंद कर हे परमेश्वर कभी न तुझको ध्याया, मन वीणा की तारें टूटी अब क्या गीत सुनाऊं, मैली चादर के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे। इन पैरों से चल कर तेरे मंदिर कभी ना आया, जहां जहां हो पूजा तेरी कभी ना शीश झुकाया, हे हरि हर मैं हार के आया अब क्या हार चढ़ाऊं, मैली चादर के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं। हे पावन परमेश्वर मेरे मन ही मन शर्माऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे।
Steam is invisible, Yoganand said, but when cooled it becomes visible as water. Water when cooled further still becomes ice. Steam and water are without form, but ice can be formed into countless different shapes. The infinite Lord similarly is invisible behind his creation, even though like the steam in a steam engine, it is his power that makes everything function. By our devotion, however, we may condense him into visibility as the inner light behold in meditation. But still deeper meditation our devotion frost may freeze him and cause him to appear to us in actual form. Thus the infinite Lord has appeared to be many devotees as their heavenly father or their divine mother or in countless other aspects that their hearts here are held dear.
कृपा सांवरे बनाए रखना, इतनी कृपा सांवरे बनाए रखना, मरते दम तक सेवा में लगाए रखना,
मरते दम तक सेवा में लगाए रखना,
इतनी कृपा सांवरे बनाए रखना,
इतनी कृपा
ऊर्जस्वलाग्रदे उच्चिष्टगणपदे ऊर्जस्वलाग्रदे उत्तमतापद सेवित रक्षमाम उच्चिष्टगणपदे ऊर्जस्वलाग्रदे उत्तमतापद सेवित रक्षमा स्वच्छतरां नय शेखरमुल्दिय स्वच्छतरां नय शेखरमुल्दिर पालितरि भूभीदा भक्तपुरंदर पालितरि भूभीदा भक्तपुरंदर नीलसरोरुग दाढ़ी भी बल वेणु नीलसरोरुग दाढ़ी भी बल वेणु कलम कुंजा बल सूत्र करा श्री महा गणपत्यो भजे श्रीमदा गणपत्यो भजे श्रीमदा गणपत्यो भजे गणपत्यो भजे श्रीमदा गणपत्यो भजे गणपत्यो भजे रो शिवा भजो कर्मकार गणपत्यो भजे रो शिवा भजो कर्मकार गणपत्यो भजे रो
Namaste, Namaskaram, Vanakkam, Suprabhatam. This portion of the radio program is brought to you in part by Sri Meenakshi Temple. Sri Meenakshi Temple is located in Pearland, a Houston suburb near Hobby Airport. You're all welcome to visit the temple. Ashtotra Archana can be performed on a walk-in basis. You can sponsor the puja online at www.emeenakshi.org or you can call the temple 281-489-0358. Welcome to the program, and we have announcements for the April the 2015. We have Tamil New Year's Day coming up on April 14th at 7 p.m. There will be special celebration, and at 10 a.m. Vishu Kani on 14th of April. Ekadashi falls on Wednesday, 15th of April, and Pradosham is on 16th April, Nandi and Shiva Abhishekam. There will be 20th April will be Kritikai Subramanya Abhishekam. A special festival coming up at Sri Meenakshi Temple, Chittirai Mahotsavam Festival, from April 24th to Sunday, May 3rd, with special homam, Abhishekam, puja, followed by procession of the deities. April 25th, starting at 6 p.m., is Meenakshi Patta Abhishekam, followed by a procession in Poo Pallak. Grand finale on May 3rd, starting at 9:30 a.m. Sri Meenakshi Sundareshwara Tirukalyana Utsavam followed by Ratotsavam. There will be sit-down lunch that day on May 3rd and sponsorship for the Kalyanam is 31, Kannika Danam is 51 and both at $81. You can sponsor the whole day puja. Grand Mahotsavam sponsor for the whole week will be 251. Donations for Annadanam is most welcome. You can contact the temple, Sokalingam Narayan or P. Vadaganathan or Kannan or Sashi Pillai and call the temple 281-489-0358. And let me now bring you a little bit about Vishu as well as the Tamil New Year's Day that is happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Let me now bring you this beautiful song on Vishu, and here it is.
Oh, ശിശുക്കളായുള്ള സഖിമാരും താനും പശുക്കളെ മേച്ചു നടക്കുമ്പോൾ വിശക്കും
this Vishu that is being celebrated at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Vishu is the festival for celebrating of the new year. Actually, in Kerala, Vishu is celebrated as a festival in the month of Medam, in the Hindu festival of the Indian state of Kerala, and Vishu in Karnataka. The Gregorian calendar, it is in the second week of April. Vishu is celebrated with much fanfare and vigor in all parts of Kerala. It is considered the festival of light and fireworks. Decorating lights and bursting firecrackers is part of the celebration. Other elements of Vishu, including buying of new clothes, pudukkodi for the occasion. The tradition of giving money is called Vishu Kanninitam. And the Vishu is a feast of sadhya, which consists of equal proportions of salt, sweet, sour and bitter. Feast items include Vepampu Rasam and Mampara Pulisheri, as well as Vishu Kanji and Vishu Katta. Most important of the Vishu is the Vishu Kani, which literally means the first thing seen on the day of the Vishu after waking up. Vishu Kani consists of a ritual arrangement of auspicious articles intended to signify prosperity, including rice, fruits, vegetables, betel leaves, areca nut, metal mirror, flowers, yellow flowers with kona, cassia fistula, with holy texts and coins, usually in the prayer room of the house. This is arranged the night before Vishu and the first sight seen on Vishu. On Vishu, devotees often visit temples in Sharabari Malai, Ayyappan or Guruvayur Sri Krishna temple to have Vishu Kani Kalacha viewing in the early hours of the day. The significance is considered the first day of the zodiac calendar. If the transit of the sun into Aries is Mesha Sankramana, occurs after dawn on the first day of the Vishu celebrations, on the next day is the second day of the calendar. The second day is also the 14th of this year, falls on 14th of April, the transit of the Mesha Sankarana, which is on the Vishu Medam first. As Vishu is marked by the first day of the Malayalam, so it is considered appropriate time to offer oblations to the Hindu gods. Vishu signifies sun's transit into the Mesha Rasi and Indian astrological calculations and falls on the spring equinox. Vishukani or the Vishu site is a very important festival, and most of the people in Kerala celebrate it, and we also celebrate it with at Sri Meenakshi Temple with special puja for Lord Ayappa. And now let me now bring you this beautiful song, a Tamil of Meenakshi Pancharatnam, as we celebrate the Tamil New Year's Day, also falling on April 14th. And here we go.
Thank you.
Meenakshi Temple Society cordially invites you to participate in the Tamil New Year's Day on Tuesday, April 14th at 7 p.m. at Meenakshi Sannidhi. Sankalpam, Vikneshwara Puja Punikavachanam, Panchanga Shravanam and Deeparadhana. The Vishukani Darshanam happens on the same day at 10 a.m. Vishukani Darshanam, Abhishekam Sahasranamam and Deeparadhana happening at 7 p.m. And on behalf of Sri Meenakshi Temple, I would like to wish you all a very, very happy Tamil Puttandu. Puttandu is also known as Tamil New Year. It's the celebration of the first day of the Tamil New Year in mid-April by people from Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Sri Lanka. And in Malaysia and Singapore, where Iniya Tamil Puttandu Nalvaazhthukkal, which is a festive occasion in keeping with the Hindu solar calendar. The Tamil New Year follows the Nirnayam vernal equinox and generally falls on April 14th or 15th of every year. 14th marks the day of traditional Tamil and New Year, the public holiday in both Tamil Nadu and in Sri Lanka. The Tamil calendar observed most traditional calendars in Assam, West Bengal, Kerala, Manipur, Mithila, Odisha, Punjab and Tripura. Also to mention Nepal, Bangladesh, Burma, Cambodia, etc. Let me now bring you this beautiful song, Muruga Muruga Enral, worshipping Lord Muruga to bless us on the beautiful Tamil festival of the celebration of Puttandu. get to the final part of our program. And I'm once again reminding listeners that on Tamil New Year's Day, Tuesday, April 14th at 7 p.m., please do come and get the blessings of Goddess Meenakshi and start your beautiful new year. Tamil Puttandu Vaazhthukal to everybody. And Vishu Kani Darshanam, Ayyappa Abhishekam, with celebration of Vishu, that is the new year. For those who celebrate in Kerala, they call it Vishu, and have their special celebrations happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. And we will give you more information from the board of directors. I've told them to join them next week. It invites you for the 10-day grand festival, Friday, April 24th through May 3rd. Special homam, abhishekam, puja followed by procession of the deities every day. And 25th, starting at 6 p.m., Meenakshi Pattabhishekam followed by Poopallakku. And May 3rd is Meenakshi Sundareshwara Thiru Kalyana Utsavam, divine wedding of Lord Shiva and Goddess Meenakshi. You can also visit our website www.emeenakshi.org and sponsor the program, as well as you can call 281-389-6987 for more information. And let me now bring you one more song. It is the Sri Shabarigiri Ashtakam. This is in praise of Lord Ayyappa. And let me now bring you first this song, which is Harivarasanam, which is a beautiful bhajan, and with the blessings of Lord Sundareshwara, Goddess Meenakshi, Goddess Lakshmi and Venkateshwara. Hope you all have a safe and a healthy and a peaceful week through this week, and we will be back on air next Sunday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you this segment presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple.
Swami Sharanamayyappa, Sharanamayyappa, Swami Sharanamayyappa. Harivarasanam Vishwamohanam, Haridadishwaram Aradhya Padukam, Harivimardhanam Nityanartanam, Hariharatmajam Devamashray. Sharanamayyappa Swami Sharanamayyappa, Sharanamayyappa Swami Sharanamayyappa,
Sharanamayyappa Swami Sharanamayyappa, Sharanamayyappa Swami Sharanamayyappa.
Sharana Kirtanam Shakta Manasam Bharana Lolupam Nartanalayam Karuna Bhasuram Bhutanayakam Hariharatmajam Devamashray. Pranaya Satyakam Swami Prananayakam Pranatakalpakam Suprabhanchitam Pranava Mandiram Swami Kirtana Priyam Hariharatmajam Devamashraye.
Sharanamayyappa Swami Sharanamayyappa, Sharanamayyappa Swami Sharanamayyappa.
Turagavahanam Swami Sundarananam Varagarayudham Vedavarnitam Gurukrupakaram Kirtanapriyam Hariharatmajam Devamashraye. Tribhuvanarchitam Swami Devatatmakam Trinayana Prabhum Divyadeshikam త్రిదశ పూజితం స్వామి చింతిత ప్రదం హరిహరాత్మజం దేవమాశ్రయీ
శరణమయ్యప్పా.